We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Ma'am, we're not here to discuss your personal life. I'm sorry. Do you have any comments about the rezoning?
No, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. Next.
You know, we're just trying to rezone Portillo's.
Oh, my God.
If you could just if we could stick to the subject at
hand.
She
went away peacefully, though, you know?
Eventually.
But
she
I don't even know. Like, where do you even get to, how do you even get to that point where it's that is literally the town hall example of a certain individual on this show bringing up a complete non sequitur during a story.
Wait a second, you're saying that's like LB and it's, well, yeah, I suppose.
Well, I don't like Facebook. And I don't like the internet.
Lyndon, did you have anything to say about Ask an Attorney? Well, you know, the other day.
Well, I'll just say this. You know what I watched yesterday? I binge watched Evil Things. You guys watch that, right?
Evil
he's
things.
Doing it right now.
Evil.
He's
I don't.
Doing it right
what?
Now.
What are you? What are you talking about?
No, it's a
about?
Crazy. It's that cable. I watched that show. You guys watch what?
Are you talking about Stranger Things?
Stranger Things.
Oh. Yes. Okay. All right.
So I watched it, and you guys, you know, you were busting my nuts about the lady with the blue hair.
God, I couldn't have set this up any better
tried. No, I don't. What is it? What?
That each episode is so random and people are nuts. Did I not watch the right
Twin
show?
Twin Peaks? I think you watched the wrong show.
I don't know what.
I got hooked on a show that I thought you guys all watched, and it's random about people that see. And like crazy occurrences.
That's Evil Things. You watched the wrong thing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. My bad.
All right. Okay.
Well, we'll never get that 2 minutes back.
All right. It is
what not to do in radio over there.
That just manifested. I feel like I have to leave now. My example just manifested so organically.
I know. And he doesn't even know it.
No clue.
Does anybody have that Nell bingo? Somebody must have that Nell bingo.
Yeah, but can I get my 3 hours back from yesterday? What a waste of my time. I thought I was playing along with the show.
Yeah, a year later, guy.
It is
an idiot.
It's 8:02, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hi, kid. I'm in the fight of my life every day.
On WAAF.
You just witnessed it.
All right. Here now for you are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that have been left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 4:18 p.m.
You know, I overheard LB talking to somebody off the air, and I couldn't believe it. The British accent, the multisyllabic words. It's all an act. Seriously, guys, it's all an act. He sounded like he should be announcing for Masterpiece Theater on PBS. It's amazing.
End of message.
Sadly, it's not an act.
It really isn't.
It's not. That's,
you're living it, people.
That's for real, and if you don't believe it, I don't know what to tell you. Cause...
It's a horrible. It's the manifestation of... years and years of
so many things.
Of abuse of countless substances.
I was biting my tongue since 6 a.m. to talk about it, and so I could play along with you guys and be a part of the whole Netflix.
There's there's brain disorders. There's punches to the head. There's
bar fights.
8 billion Bud Heavies. That's what you hear. It's the manifestation of all that.
Tuesday, 5:27 p.m.
Harvard Law School Dean John Manning congratulates Judge Kavanaugh, saying that he brought rigor and openness
to his ever-popular course of the separation of powers and the Supreme Court. Yet, Pocahontas bashed the crap out of that. So try to figure it out.
End of message.
Well,
Professor Kavanaugh will not stand.
No. We are in the fight of our lives.
7:14 a.m.
So, the less attractive you are, the more money you have to spend on an engagement ring, huh? Mm-hmm. Hey, LB, how many millions did you drop on engagement ring?
End of message.
Well, 2.5 in alimony.
You think I'm that stupid? A couple of 25 hunch. You know, a decent-sized rock.
That's it,
so
LB.
Throw a carrot on our finger. I bought the house. Got 4 acres. I pay the mortgage.
You weren't smart enough to wrap it up, but you were not. You're not stupid enough to buy an expensive ring. Got it. Just checking. Just want to make sure my LB lineups are in order.
At least I'm trying.
Yeah, that's true.
7:17 a.m.
Oh, come on, LB. You're not going to say the name of the guy from France that scored the winning goal yesterday? I was really looking forward to you mispronouncing ETT.
End of message.
Yeah, there was no way.
No, you weren't going to try. It's like
all those guys.
It's like the day after the marathon when you try to pronounce the name of the winner from another country who won the Boston Marathon.
7:19 a.m.
LB, don't you think that, you know, when the kids got trapped in the cave, I don't know, he would have just killed them then instead of waiting for them to be rescued? What, did he have a change of heart? I don't even know what this one. I just simply don't know.
End of message.
I think LB is, the other day, Monday, he said on the show that he believed that the soccer coach was trying to kill the kids.
Right.
However, I believe you have refined your opinion on that.
No. I'm going back to my original statement. Any nitwit that drags a bunch of kids 2.9 miles into a deadly cave should go to jail.
Yeah,
if it takes,
but you don't think he was trying.
You don't think the intent.
Listen, you guys, you're such hypocrites. Everybody out there, somebody walks up a mountain, gets lost in the woods, and then you expect them to pay the cops or the people, the SWAT team that goes up there to find them. Everybody expects that person to pay them because they were stupid enough to go into. Walk up hey, I was on a trail in the woods in New Hampshire having a perfect day. Uh-huh. I got a little lightheaded because I forgot to bring like an extra granola bar. But this guy's like some sort of hero because 6 Navy SEALs had to go in there and save the nitwit because he was stupid enough to drag a bunch of kids that aren't qualified to be in the cave in the first place. The cave that's so dangerous, a Navy SEAL died.
Yeah,
what
one of those
person,
divers,
what
yeah.
What human being on the planet that is a father or a mother would sign a waiver to allow that to happen?
Some of the kids have been there before.
They
that's
had.
A usual trip
they
that
do
this
it.
Soccer they, club does,
yeah,
they and that this, a lot of people do, because it's not a deadly cave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a place where people go to recreate, much like the White Mountains, which you were talking
about.
Lots
of kids swim in a pool, but if a parent is in there and the kid drowns, is that fine? The kid swam in my pool 100 times. I'm sorry that he walked over, opened the fence, walked in, and went for a dip and drowned. Come on, people.
7:21 a.m.
Oh, my God. I heard about that woman who was paying for auto repairs with sex, and they died in the garage. Well, at least the car's running good.
End of message.
That's chicken.
That's too soon. It's too soon.
7:21 a.m.
I have a suggestion. Every time we do ask an attorney, can we just hold LB in contempt?
End of message.
all right. It is 8:08, and thank you for your Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left this morning. And today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to echostore.com. This is Brian. Hello, Brian. Hey, Brian?
Talk to me, Goose.
Oh, there you go. Bingo.
Brian's stuck in the cage. All right.
617-931-1AAF is the number to call if you would like to be on today's show. And maybe, like Brian, you'll hang on for more than a second if we don't come to you immediately.
Very impatient.
Let's get to the news this hour, and then Color Killer will play live in the studio. The news this hour is brought to you by
True Car. If you're looking to buy a car with True Price from True Car, you can know the exact price you'll pay for the car you want and see what other people paid for it, too. Visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Brought to you also this hour by Lesley University. Graduate with the skills to make an impact. Complete your degree online. Lesley University will help you get where you want to go. Learn more at online.lesley.edu. Police in Brockton would like to know who's shooting paintballs at kids because one of them got real hurt. 12-year-old Cody Hiltz was outside playing with a couple kids on Ford Street in Brockton when someone in a dark sedan drove up, shot at them with a paintball gun. Cody took one right to the eye. He's got a scratched cornea. I know the pain, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
A detached retina and severe swelling. He's got to go back to the hospital every day so doctors can monitor whether or not his eye is going to need surgery. Evidently, there have been three paintball incidents like this in Brockton up until now, so police are looking for answers. This is Cody's mom, Cassandra.
I heard some popping noises, and then he came in, like, and his eye was like, I don't even know. I didn't even know if it was out of his, I just...
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, that's terrible. Hopefully they find them. So the debate continues whether or not we should be giving non-citizens voting rights here in the city of Boston. The city council sat down yesterday afternoon to discuss the proposal that would allow non-U.S. citizens to vote in local elections only. Now, this wouldn't apply to people that are here illegal. It would be illegally. It would apply to people who have legal permanent residence status, such as those holding a green card or a visa. Lena Duarte told the city council that she's been going through the citizenship process for the last 10 years.
I have been fighting very hard to become an American citizen, but I don't have a voice. I pay taxes. I own property. And I think that at the end of the day, that should give me a certain level of ability to have a voice and help dictate what direction Boston moves in the future.
We discussed this the other day. Have you changed your mind at all about this?
No.
No?
No. I wouldn't. If the people are here legally and they pay taxes, they own property, I wouldn't have a problem with them voting, you know, to say what's happening in their local community.
But it has to be that. They have to be here legally.
Right.
They have to have like a green card situation. Right. And I think
gotta
they also
legit.
Have to be paying taxes.
Yes.
You know, all that. I totally agree. But the management part is what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Like
we never have management
problems.
We
have several
in
programs, believe it or not. We have several programs now that people seem to slide by on. You know, so
really?
that's
you
the
think
thing.
So?
But I agree with it. You know, the concept to me I agree with.
Oh, you yeah. agree to it in concept.
Right.
You're not supposed to buy lobster with your EBT card.
Well, I don't have confidence in the people that manage some of those programs. That's all.
Do you feel like whether it's EBT or SNAP or whatever that it's I witnessed somebody who after getting their groceries utilizing that
got into an Escalade newer than yours?
No, went and purchased several lottery tickets.
Yeah,
from the lottery machine.
Yeah,
is that?
Fraud everywhere, man. If they're using their cash benefits.
No, they didn't use their cash benefits for that.
Yeah.
But if you can't
afford to feed your family and you need to be on supplemental assistance or transitional, whatever we're calling it, because it is in fact meant to be transitional, I don't think you should be buying things like lottery tickets or cigarettes or booze. Call me a communist. But if you need the assistance from the government to handle like basic things, I think that you should be very careful about what you're using any discretionary or disposable income you might have after that for. Now, I think most people are pretty good about it, but you do have a decent amount of people that scam the system, and it sucks. It sucks for the people that need it. The bad people always ruin it for the people that actually do rely on it and try to do the right thing and then go get a job and get back on their feet and get off assistance.
You know, you guys might have the same one. I have a medical benefits card, and when I try to buy something that it's not covered, it denies it.
Right.
Does that not happen? Because I'm not familiar with the program. Does that not happen with like an EBT card or an assistance card?
It does. But what Greg's saying is that, you know, if you're this individual used an EBT card or whatever it was.
It was SNAP.
Okay. So supplemental nutrition, whatever that is, the acronym. So they used that to pay for their food, but they used their own personal money that they had for to buy the scratch ticket.
Right.
So, like, should you be using, if you can't afford food at the grocery store, should you be buying scratch tickets with the money you do have?
Well, let's go back to this woman who we just heard from. She pays taxes. She owns property. She's here legally. Do you have a problem with someone like that being able to vote in municipal? We're not talking voting for, you know, the federal level or state level, but like municipal elections.
I think it's fine.
Here's a texter who says, I think that this person thinks that if you're on any kind of assistance like that, that you should not be able to vote. I think that's
ridiculous.
That's very extreme.
Why, but because maybe somebody went through a hard time. Somebody, you know, a woman had a guy leave her, or a man loses his job and then loses his house. And I don't agree with that.
But I'm a resident alien. I'd like to have a say in what goes on in Holliston.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, you can't vote, right?
No.
No, you can't vote yet. Hello, Andy.
I am so glad that he just said that, because that just proves my point. There are any people like Elsie voting. Come on, guys.
What? okay. All right, there.
You'd probably go to the wrong polling place on the wrong day, but I think you'd be
very happy that I had the right to vote.
I think you'd be a responsible voter.
Mr. Byers, that's a blood pressure checking machine. That's not a voting booth. And you are at Rite Aid, sir.
This is.
I don't want Bill Swanson versus Zinks in office.
This is David. And David, you're on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, David?
I think it would be absolutely entertaining to see LB in a voting booth with a beer next to him.
Oh.
Anyway, we kind of mix in the issue a little bit, and I've got some feelings on it, but it seems to me like they want to allow people that kind of fit that profile to vote in city or town elections as the option. They're not looking at, you know, state measures. They're not looking at federal things. So they would be voting on things like, do we want to build a school or a new police building, zoning if it made it to that sort of thing, or their elected officials in the city. So in the event that they wanted to do that and there was a desire by the city or town to do it, I think that kind of makes sense. I think one question I would have would be for those that are not residents but own property, you know, whether it be foreign investors or residents in other towns who own, you know, businesses or apartment buildings. Should those people be allowed to vote? And if so, are you then double dipping by letting two people vote from the same occupancy?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, if you're a resident alien, I've been here since 1983.
Sucking off the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
But go ahead.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes. I've milked it like nobody's business. Yes. No, but I think someone that is in my position should have a say in what goes on locally.
Yeah. You mean like whether or not Starbucks can be in the North End or not? By the way,
yes.
At about 9:05 this morning, we will be joined by the man who is leading the Starbucks resistance.
Oh, okay.
And it's not Mayor Walsh.
He's not calling the show anymore.
It's the longtime North Ender.
Oh, this is going to be gold.
Who is leading the Starbucks resistance. This is Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How is everybody?
What's going on,
awesome,
Mary?
Well, I have a thing to say about the SNAP program on the state of Massachusetts side.
Yes.
I used to work for a company, and this really burns me. I used to work for a company that encouraged their, I would say, employees to sign up for SNAP. Once the employees signed up for SNAP, then the state, in turn, would give the company money on a quarterly basis. And the company earned about $10,000 a year from the state of Massachusetts simply by signing people up for SNAP.
What, kickback?
You're kidding me.
That's
I
so
am
believable.
Not kidding you.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's the same thing. It's like when you go, they take their SNAP or their EBT and they go to a local convenience store and the guy gives them 75 cents on the dollar.
Well, yeah, I mean that is fraud.
They pay them,
they give
them cash.
Yes, that is.
Obscure reference, by the way. The office when the Stanford and Scranton branches merge. They discover that Josh had hired an ex-convict for which the company was getting a $1,000 check every month. Turned out to be Martin.
This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, Matt?
First time caller. I just wanted to talk about the SNAP benefits. I recently just got employed myself, and I've been on SNAP for over a year. And now, as soon as I get employed, they shut it off. And, you know, I'm okay with that. I have no problem paying for food now that I have a job. However, I thought it was supposed to be transitional assistance, and it is not a great help transitioning, waiting for that first check and paying for daycare and everything, and they really don't take those things into account. I mean, yes, there is fraud and everything, but in my situation, it's so frustrating that once you get employed, they immediately shut you off with no, you know, warning or anything.
Maybe that's why those people were buying their lottery tickets. I don't know.
Perhaps. Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, you got to take a shot.
Maybe that's why. All right. Let's go to this woman with her comment about this.
Well, I don't like Facebook. And I don't like the internet.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. What else is in the news, Danielle?
Well, we have excuses LB hasn't used yet that we have to get to.
And now it's time for another edition of Excuses.
Weak, convenient excuse.
LB hasn't used yet.
This also, by the way, happens to be Florida, not like the rest of us.
Of course.
No big surprise. Hey, kid. Sorry, I wasn't drunk driving. I was just drinking at the stop signs.
Oh, this is a unique approach, actually. I wish Attorney Army was still here.
Earl Stevens is a 69-year-old fella. He, mugshot, looks a little weathered. Looks like he's had a few over the course of his life. He's from Vero Beach. Got pulled over for drunk driving. His car kept lightly tapping the woman's car in front of him at the drive-thru at the local fast food joint.
Okay.
So she made a call and said, I think this person's impaired. So the cops show up. They catch up with him, and they pull him over, and he said he was not drinking. Excuse me, wasn't drunk driving because he was only taking swigs of Jim Beam at stop signs.
Theoretically, he's right.
Car's not moving.
I mean, he wasn't driving. The driving part.
Right. Car was not in motion.
The driving part, the car was not in motion.
It was just a little bourbon.
Yeah. That didn't work, right?
He was arrested and charged with driving under the influence.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Now, how many stop signs did he hit? Let's be fair.
Thank God he didn't kill anybody.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
So there's a little bit of a crisis in North Reading. A restaurant has been shut down following a suspected salmonella outbreak that sickened 40 people. This happened at Kitty's. The Department of Health said they received 39 complaints from 39 different people saying that they got sick at Kitty's late last month. The state confirmed 9 cases of salmonella and 30 suspected cases.
Oh.
It was traced back to the antipasto and possibly the house dressing.
Oh, boy.
Great spot, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Would you go there?
I've been there a gazillion times.
Would you go there today? That's my question.
Of course.
You would?
Oh, what's a salmonella? Weight loss program. What's a big deal?
What's a little salmonella?
What's a little water dump diet? Come on.
So the restaurant closed last week. They were allowed to reopen on Friday after a sanitization, but I think the restaurant is holding out because they don't want to rush things. They're testing their 46 employees to make sure that none of them are sick. And Gus Jungbauer is a frequent customer.
I'm shocked to see that the parking lot's empty. Yeah. We're looking forward to a nice salad, big antipasto salad with the salamis and the provolone. And their dressing is usually amazing. We'll buy it individually to take home with us sometimes.
Try the salad manila. That's a new thing.
Everybody has a bad day, Hildog. Come on.
It's a new thing they're offering at a discount up there.
That's crazy.
All right. Hopefully they'll power wash that baby down.
Yeah, please do.
I feel like maybe a name change is in order. A brand
place
change
has been there for a while. Under
new ownership. Maybe what?
Oh, wait, let's hang the banner.
Under new management sign. Let's get that out.
Change
there.
The T's to D's. Maybe Kitties. Right.
Get the antipasto off of the off the menu.
Right.
Changing the T's to D's is a whole other conversation, sir. In Bourne, a little girl almost lost her toe at a splash park, and now they've got to repair a yellow plastic water slide.
What?
Yeah, pretty crazy. Happened at Buzzards Bay Park. Tons of kids were there. The girl's 2 years old. She had to be rushed to Hasbro Children's Hospital in Providence. They are closing the playground until further notice, until they can make sure that all the attractions there are safe. No official update yet on the girl's condition. But this is Thomas Guarino, who's town manager in Bourne.
It was a young child that went down a slide. Apparently the slide may have had a flaw in it, and it grabbed her toe. It's a little better than we originally thought. We had heard that she had lost her toe, but my understanding right now is that's not the case.
They were going to charge LB's wife, Annie, with a crime because she brought him to a water park and he got stuck in the slide.
In the tube.
Oh. All the kids were crying because they couldn't go down the ride.
That's even more horrifying than the prospect of the Thai cave rescue. Nice. LB gets stuck halfway down the twirly slide and then everyone just backs up behind him. Okay. And there's like 40 people waiting to go down. Push!
Mommy, I want to go down. I want to go down.
Can you imagine?
All right. Well, John, we're going to have to stop the ride. Nobody's coming out the other end.
Who maintains those? I mean, I don't think you'd ever know that a slide is damaged
right,
like that.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I always, worst case scenario.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go down a 150-foot ramp and you're the guy once a year that gets launched out onto the concrete and dies, you're the one that risks, you walk up and want to go down.
A texter says that they should have test kids for, these playgrounds and things. So that,
that sounds legal.
The
test kid can go down the slide. It's like the kid who got out of the cave last.
Yeah.
That was the one that they're like, whatever. Hopefully we get there in time.
Yeah. If not, we get the rest of them. It's fine.
We got the starters. Do you think the starters left the cave first when it came to the soccer team?
There's a tournament coming up.
I guarantee it was the bench warmers like me who got out last. You know,
exceptions are made for exceptional people.
That's right.
If you're hot right then, you scored a goal in the last game or two. Sure, they're getting you out first.
Breece Hill is the first out of the cave. That's so surprising.
It's like people at work that get Fridays off. Exceptional people get exceptional.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that phrase coming out of your mouth is rich. I think our boss invented that phrase for you, guy.
All right. In just a few moments, we will be joined in the studio by the youngest band ever to play the Warped Tour. They are called Color Killer. They are 8, 10, and 12 years old.
Wow.
And they will play for you in the studio. Coming up next on today's Hillman Morning Show, which is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. All right, we're working very hard here to get the studio set up, and I assume that we are actually live on Facebook right now. So facebook.com/WAAFrocks if you want to see the youngest band to ever play the Warped Tour, play live here in our studio. They're called Color Killer, and they're Nate, and they're Dylan, and Lincoln, and Matt. And I believe that we are able to talk to Nate. We need one more. Okay, we need 1 minute.
I'm working on a bunch of stuff.
Oh, you are?
Okay. Yeah, that's why.
I'm going to hook these guys up, man.
You are, yeah. They are 8 and 10 and 12 years old.
Makes me feel like I haven't done enough with my life.
Right.
Seriously.
I feel the same exact way.
I'm a loser.
Yeah. What were you doing when you were... Were you in a band that was playing the Warped Tour when you were 8 years old, Danielle?
No, I think I was playing with Legos.
I was setting army men on fire.
Yeah.
I was collecting stamps. All right. So I think we can talk. Let's talk to Nate. I think Nate can say, Nate, can you talk and can we hear you?
Yes.
All right. So, Nate, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
You're 12 years old. And Lincoln's the little guy. How old are you, Lincoln?
I'm 8 years old.
You're 8 years old. And how did you guys end up becoming a band?
So we were pretty much, it was just us three, and we were just up in Link's room, and we were just playing around like, oh, yeah, we should be a band. And then the problem was we couldn't really figure out, a good band name, so we're just thinking thinking, and then we just came up with color code. We just put a bunch of random words together.
That's awesome. What LB does during the sports, just puts a bunch of random words together. So then where was Lincoln? Where was your first gig? Where was the first gig that you guys ever played? Hold on a second here, because now everybody's getting headphones and being distracted.
I guess this counts as a gig. We did the talent show.
You did the talent show?
Yeah, but he was the drummer at the time.
And that's Dylan, who was the drummer, right?
Yeah, Dylan was the drummer.
I was the drummer at the time, but now Matt is your drummer.
Yeah.
So was the talent show for school?
Yeah.
And what school do you guys all go to?
I go to Richard Elementary, and they go to Wickham.
Okay, and that's in... And Marlboro?
Marlboro.
And Marlboro. Okay, so you guys are from Marlboro. And then how did you end up getting on the Warped Tour?
We pretty much were just playing. We got, as time went on, we just got better.
Yeah.
We just got better as time went on, made more songs. We had one of our songs that got, like, really, really popular on Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah.
Downwinter.
What's it called?
Down with Winner.
No. Okay, Down with Winner. I'm down with Winner. This little man over here is down with Winner. Chew, you like that?
Oh, yeah. I watched a lot of you guys on YouTube last night, man. Awesome stuff. Awesome.
Mike Shue was in a band back in 1947.
Yeah. I was much older. Glenn Miller's Orchestra. They were wonderful.
Now, do you have groupies? Do you have a lot of groupies hanging around going to the shows and stuff? No, sisters. Oh, sisters. Yeah, you got sisters. Okay. Do you guys ever, do you get along? I mean, is there ever any, because, the Rolling Stones, they hate each other. They've been fighting for years. Do you guys get along, or do you have some fights?
Sometimes we do. You want to take it, Lincoln? Okay, so almost everyone in the band has anger issues. So whenever we mess up or something, we get mad, and then sometimes... I remember once. Get the other people triggered. Yeah. Well, I remember once Matt almost threw a chair at us.
Oh, really? The drummer. That's Matt, the drummer.
He didn't throw the chair. We made him stop.
Okay. All right. You made him stop.
So when you guys angry or you get mad at each other, does anybody cry? Or you're way cooler than that, right?
No, there's no... don't point it. Don't say it on radio. Don't say that he's crying.
Don't throw your drummer under the bus.
Don't throw that.
Matt said it anyways.
Yeah.
He's the first one to say it.
The band Color Killer is with us in the studio. They are 8 and 10 and 12-year-olds. And their CD release is on July 20th.
Yep.
And that is at the Tank in Agawam. Do you guys play? Are you allowed to play bars? Do you have Do you have fake IDs?
Oh. Yes. Right?
Yes. Okay.
No.
We talk to the owners.
To the owners.
Then they compromise, and we're like the only ones that can be at the bar if they're 21 plus or something.
Okay.
But if we have sisters, sometimes they can get in too.
Ladies always get in regardless.
Isn't there a risk of cooties with the sisters?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big risk of cooties, right? Yeah. Yeah. All right. So these guys are going to be playing the Vans Warped Tour on July 27th. You can check them out on Instagram. I actually, on my Instagram story, you can see the guys. You guys got the hair dyed. Lincoln is blue. What made you go with blue, Lincoln?
So my neighbors were dyeing their hair. So there was only a couple colors. And my sister was getting her hair dyed too. There was pink, purple, and colors like that. And a neighbor, he also dyed his hair blue. And I did it too. And ever since then, my hair's been blue.
All right. And then, Nate, what are you? What color? Is that pink? Or?
Yeah, it was pink, but then I went to a water park in New Hampshire. And I just hit the color and just brought it out.
All right, and then Matt is, what color is Matt's hair? Matt's way back. Matt, can we get that mic over to him? Yeah, okay, yeah, there we go. Matt's the drummer.
It's supposed to be red.
It's supposed to be red?
Ever since summer, I've just been in pool so far.
You've been in 20
pools. Plus, Lincoln stole blue.
Oh, he stole blue, and you wanted blue.
Matt is Salmon Head.
Oh, he's Salmon Head. Oh, is that his name? So it's kind of like Buckethead, but you got Salmon Head.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty bad name.
Yes. All right. And then a texter said that they had seen something about you guys, that one of you has a juice box addiction that's really interfering with tour. Is that true? One of you guys is addicted to juice boxes. Is that interfering?
I'm not addicted to juice boxes.
You're not addicted to juice boxes?
Denial's the first
Are you
sign.
Sure?
Yeah.
Are you
no.
sure?
Exactly.
Are you sure about that?
Not.
There's not excessive backstage use of juice boxes or anything like that?
Nope. No. Usually it's like just Shirley Temple or Sprite.
All right.
Is that on your rider?
Yeah.
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 Either that years. Or pixie sticks.
Or pixie
oh,
sticks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait a sec. So you got to say that. Let me give you a microphone. Say that into this microphone.
We accidentally leave pixie sticks on people's amps and they get mad at us.
Yeah,
sure
accidentally.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Accidentally. Accidentally. Now, who are your guys' influences musically?
That would be Green Day, Prozac,
Teenage Bottle Rocket,
Blink-182.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco and the Bruisers.
All right, cool. Well, I think we should have these guys play live for us in the studio, and we're Facebook Live right now, so that's one way you can check this out. How tall are you, Lincoln? Lincoln, how tall are you?
3 feet.
What is it? 3 feet?
Yeah. 3 or 4 feet.
So is that guitar taller than you are?
It's like the same size as me.
That's amazing. And you're going to jam on that thing right now, right? You're going to shred?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go. I'll get some Instagram stuff on this, and we're going to go Facebook Live. And Color Killer is the youngest band to ever play the Vans Warped Tour. That's July 27th. And what song are you guys going to do for us?
Go to Bed.
Go
yeah.
to Bed?
Good tune.
Go to
yeah.
Bed.
Yeah.
That's
right. My wife says to me, like, all day, every day.
All right. So here they are, live on WAAF. It's Color Killer. Whenever you guys are ready.
I don't want them on.
Okay.
Okay, wrap it up. It's so much your bedtime. They think that I'm too small to stay awake past nine. I hate it when they say, don't ask me again. It doesn't matter that Nathan's mom lets him stay up past ten. And no one counts you, but I'll fall asleep in my own head. You can drop me up, but I'll fight it right in the end. Cause I don't wanna go to bed. I haven't had enough fun yet. I'm kinda tired, but I don't wanna miss a thing. Cause I don't wanna go to bed. I swear you're gonna have to knock me out. Just try to make it till the sun comes back up again. I promise I won't go down without a fight. I've been known to kick and scream, though I'm relatively shy. But if you send me in, the stairs just let you stand. I'll come out of the window and going out with my band. In the world I achieved, that my father sip in my own team. You can drop me up, but I'll find it right in the air. Cause I don't wanna go to bed. I haven't had enough fun yet. I'm kinda tired, but I don't wanna miss a thing. Cause I don't wanna go to bed. I swear you kinda have to knock me out. Try to make it till the sun comes back up again. It's kinda creepy when the lights are all off and I'm alone in my bed. Even the monster in my closet's got his old bed. Is he just in my head? Is he just in my head? We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Wednesday is a new Friday.
How about that? Guys, that was awesome. That is Color Killer.
Amazing.
And they are 8 and 10 and 12 years old. And that was really, really good. That was what was the first song you guys ever played? Do you remember?
Original-wise or cover-wise?
Well, cover-wise, what was the first song you ever played?
That would probably be First Date by Blink-182, right?
Was that the first one?
Yeah, First Date by Blink-182.
It was First Date by Blink-182 or it was Bang Bang by Green Day.
You guys aren't old enough to date.
I know. None of you have been on, you haven't been on any first dates, right? No? All right.
Nope.
Good.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Good.
Girls are gross.
How do you guys feel about girls? Are they gross?
I got one.
You got one? Whoa. Oh, you got. Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Is she listening? Is she listening?
I have no clue.
You have no clue whether she's listening or not.
Nope.
No. Do you guys talk or do you only text?
We talk.
We talk.
We sometimes text. Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. What's that? Lincoln has Snapchat. He's allowed to have Snapchat.
Yeah.
Lincoln's allowed to have Snapchat.
I have Snapchat, and I have his girlfriend's Snapchat, so I can talk to his girlfriend.
What?
Hey, oh, the band is breaking up.
This is going to cause problems in the band.
It's
if you're
Yoko.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to cause problems.
Yeah, I mean, that caused problems with the Ramones, you guys.
Yeah,
Johnny
right.
stole Joey's girlfriend, and then it wasn't the same.
Yeah. You notice it's always the singer who steals the steals the girls. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well.
Smells like the Beatles.
Look, all these text messages here. See all these guys. Everybody's saying how really good you are, and they wanted the mic turned up a little bit. Yeah. Right. And they also want to hear one more song. Are you guys up for doing one more
song?
Sure.
Spiders.
All right. What do you want to do now?
Spiders.
Okay. All right. Well, Color Killer. You'll see them on the Warped Tour on July 27th. And there's a documentary being made about these guys. Ironbound Films. We have to mention Ironbound Films. Okay.
Ding.
How's that? Is it cool to have a documentary made about you?
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. It's been pretty cool. Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, go ahead. Here we go.
Disgusting, heavy legs won't stop coming down, 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 down. Beady eyes were always lurking, heads were falling, never slowing down, 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 down. Spiders everywhere, creepy from hanging around. Whoa! Spiders everywhere, this place in us in
Killer, 8, 10, and 12 years old, and great job, guys. I'm so glad that you came in here. So the CD release is July 20th,
And you're on Instagram, right? What are you guys on Instagram? At Color Killer Band?
Yep.
At Color Killer
Band.
Okay. And it'll be, anybody can go to the CD release party at the Tank in Agawam. That's on July 20th. And you're going to play live. And hold on a second. My information here says at the Tank. No,
we have two on that day, but the CD release July 20th is the, at the O'Hearns.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me get this information right. See, the old man in the room screwed up. CD release, July 20th, CD release at the Tank in Agawam, and then on July 22nd, CD release party at O'Hearns in Marlboro.
Yes.
All right. Nice.
All right.
That's now you guys got to remember me, right?
So remember LB.
No. Right. You got to play at my funeral.
He won't remember you.
You got to play at my funeral, man. All right. When I kick it, you guys can crush it.
Does LB awesome. Take a look at LB? Does he look close to death to you? How old would you guess LB is if you had to take a guess? What, 60 something?
How old? 50. 96.
90s.
You guys, you're not going to get out of here alive, man.
$1.
All right.
Did you say $1?
Yeah. Oh, Price is Right, babe.
Yeah. Oh,
we got to go back 20 years.
Yeah. We got to talk about that. What do you guys do? So when you guys get paid for like gigs and stuff, what happens with the money? Does it get split up? We have to get you a microphone. You have to pay for your guitar. You got to pay your dad back because he bought you your guitar. So $350.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, kid.
That's good for you.
Oh yeah, thanks, right. Dad.
So the money gets split up equally, and do you guys get it, or is it like in a bank account, or?
We get it. Most of the time we get it, and we have like our wallets, and we just put it in our wallets, save it up for something later good, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I owe my six $2,000-something, and I'm not paying them back, probably.
Yeah. What about Fortnite?
Yes, definitely spending money towards Fortnite.
Yeah.
Always spend. You
spend a lot of money.
You have to spend money.
A lot of money on Fortnite.
I spent $14 only.
Oh, only $14?
I spent like 25, maybe 30.
You spent like $25.
Yeah.
How much have you done, Dylan?
Here we go.
He's done 20.
It's going to be a band brawl in the studio.
I spent more on Fortnite than you.
He's done 20.
Oh, boy.
All right.
This could be it. They're breaking up.
I know. This is on the air. I know. They're breaking up in the documentary on the air. This is going to be the end. All right, guys. Well, what's up for the summer? Anything other than playing? Any Warped Tour? Warped Tour? Are you excited? Who are you most excited to see on the Warped Tour?
I don't know if we're playing with anyone good. I don't know if we're playing with. I meant anyone international. I don't think we're playing with like because I know at the Warped Tour there's Beartooth playing.
They're not playing the same day.
I know. There's a bunch of good bands like that aren't playing the same day, like Beartooth, Water Parks, a few more.
Yeah.
I think we're playing less than Jake.
Yeah, we are. I want to see.
Good. Yeah. They're great.
I want to see Sum 41 and
they're playing.
All Time Low at the Vans Warped Tour.
We might go see him.
Same as Lincoln.
All right, guys. Well, it's been awesome having you here. And please, like LB said, remember us when you get really, really big and famous.
Yeah.
Will you always remember us?
Yeah.
Like if we see you backstage, will you be cool? Or are you going to give us like, you know, who are those guys and like blow us off and call security?
Could do that.
That's probably what's going to happen.
If we don't remember, we could call security.
Yeah, you're going to call security. All right. Well, we'll probably look worse then than we do now. That's the way it happens when you get old. You guys will figure that out someday. All right. Color Killer, they are 8, 10, and 12 years old. And you can check out their website, which is colorkillerband.com. You can see them at the Vans Warped Tour on July 27th. And I wish you guys a ton of success in life, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Amazing, guys.
All right. Thanks for being here. Great job. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.